All right, recorder's on.
Okay, recorder's on. Welcome by everyone to Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular bi-weekly meeting, August 26, 2021, 6:30 p.m. I'd like to open the meeting with a prayer with Trustee Fleshman.
Sure. Let's, as we go through, let's just remember the people trying to get out of Afghanistan. I vaguely heard something that there was some of our soldiers have perished due to some kind of explosion at one of the gates, and how quickly this is starting to go the different direction. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunities that you have given us today. We ask that you be with us as we're at our meeting. We're short one trustee. We ask that you be with him with his procedure tomorrow. And Lord, be with the people in Afghanistan that are just trying to get out of harm's way. They're willing to leave everything they have behind just to get on a plane. They're willing to sit on a wing to get away. Lord, we thank you for this day. Amen.
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 We do the Pledge of Allegiance, Trustee Horn.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, could we have a roll call, please?
Yep. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
He's absent.
Ari is excused.
Yeah. Absent for surgery. Ari's having surgery tomorrow, colon surgery, so he will not be here tonight. Okay, I'd like to have a motion to approve the following meeting minutes. The regular meeting, August 12, 2021, and the special meeting, August 18, 2021. Could I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Roll call, please.
Yep. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think it
would, and Ari.
You're supposed to say.
Yep, and Ari's excused.
Ari, absent, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, old business, motions for bills and payroll. Do you have those available right now?
I do. I have, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from August 13th through August 26th in the amount of $79,053.62, and payroll paid on August 20th, 2021 for $140,060.18 for a total of $219,113.80 from check number 66846 to 66876, and electronic vouchers from 846-2021 to 915-2021.
Thank you.
Need a second, sir. You want me to second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. I will second that.
Roll call.
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Nari's excused.
Okay. Resolution approving obligations authorized by Township Administrator Mark Potts, please.
Yes, do you...
It should be in your...
It's in the packet?
Should be, yes.
Well, this is...
Should be in there. Yep.
Okay.
Should be on the back of the resolution there, and that's going to be Resolution 2021-115.
Be resolved by the Board of Trustees.
Yeah.
County Board approves payroll. That was payroll.
Nope. So I got the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in a regular session August 26, 2021. And this is for the Board of Township Trustees to authorize the Township Administrator to approve or incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township, and that attachment is on the back of your resolution with some purchase orders and...
I was going to check on one thing. There's one that may not be... There's one for $21,000.
Yes, there's one there for purchase order 504-2021. That one would should have been omitted from that report.
And that was signed by the trustees themselves?
Yes.
With that so noted, I would second that motion.
Thank you. Resolution.
Roll call.
Okay, 1 second. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused.
Okay. All right. Okay, new business. Police Department, Chief Smith.
Thanks, sir.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Big crowd tonight.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, we take it how it comes, don't we? Couple things not on the agenda. There's been a lot of talk and issue about the traffic issue up on North Hague and Chippewa, the charter school. I met with the principal today, Alicia, who told me that they have a new system for trying to get more cars in than they did a few days ago, and it should expedite people getting in and coming out. I'm not sure how well that's going to work, because they have a lot of construction going on back there too. So unless they increase their parking lot, they can only get so many cars back there. The problem is they used to be K-8, now they're K-12. So they have a lot more students. And
I wondered what that was all about.
Yeah, the powers to be apparently did not take into consideration how many parents might be picking up their car for their kids.
Now that is Columbus Academy, isn't it? Or not?
It's a chapter.
It's a charter school in the city of Columbus.
Okay.
So the school is not the township, but the roadway that's being affected. Unfortunately, it is.
Okay.
So there's no easy solution to that. Tomorrow at 2:30, I'm going to meet with, I think, a couple residents up there and also somebody from the engineer's office at St. Margaret's to look at the situation.
Okay.
Unless they stagger their dismissal, bust the kids off site, and then dismiss.
There is no easy solution.
There's no solution.
Yeah.
The problem is they tie up Hague Avenue in a fire truck, or even a police car wouldn't be able to get through at that point. Because you have cars on both sides.
You probably need to get Columbus Transportation involved with that.
Yeah, they're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah.
So we'll meet. I mean, we don't have a lot of authority over what they do or don't do. There's no law against turning or waiting to turn, you know, plus the parents at some point have to pick up
their
kids.
Well, I'd reach out to transportation for the city and...
Well, that's...
And if you do run into, if you need a little squeeze there, we'll not have to help you get that.
We're going to need to squeeze something because...
Yeah. I'll talk to you a little further.
We'll see what the engineer's office can do. Well, you might want to meet me up here at 2:30
tomorrow.
At the church, tomorrow afternoon. So
were you meeting at the Catholic church?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's just a little update on that.
Okay.
I have a resignation for Officer Sheridan, which I'll give to the fiscal officer. Basically his last day will be Sunday, 8/29. He will be going to Marysville. So that will drop us down another full time officer to 10.
Where's he from?
Marysville.
Oh, he doesn't matter.
Yeah. So it's closer. It's a good department. But, you know, he didn't want to leave, but he's concerned with the levy situation and also being a temporary levy. If it doesn't renew, obviously, we are going to lose the bottom guys, which he's one of. So,
sure.
With that, I need just a motion to accept that resignation.
So noted.
You're good, Nate.
Okay.
This one.
Thank you. Okay, so that was a motion made by John.
Correct.
Ralph, are you going to second that?
Yeah.
Okay, roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you, and Ari's excused.
Okay.
All right, well, with that said, we all know we have a levy on the ballot in November. With not knowing which way that's going to go, if that levy does not pass, we're going to lose more people. So at this point, I don't want to hire another full-time person, but I would like a resolution to bring back a part-time officer.
So I make a resolution to bring back a part-time officer for the police department at our chief's request.
His name is
You have a name in mind, or sir?
Yeah, it's Matthew Kidwell. He left here probably, I don't know, a couple of years ago.
2 years
ago.
I'm familiar with that.
So he wants to come back part-time.
So it's, I'd second the motion.
The pay rate on that, Nick, would be $20.06. Yeah.
Okay. John moved, Ralph second. You said that was $20.06 an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the, you have the pay rate there?
Yeah, that's in the part-time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that'll be resolution 116-2021, and I'll go ahead and make a roll call here since we have a second from Ralph and a move by John. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Do you need a start date, Nick?
Yes.
Monday.
Monday as in this upcoming Monday?
Yes. Today's what?
Okay. I'm going to recommend that you get with Robin because our procedure that we pointed out says that they have to have started filling out that paperwork, and that takes a lot of time. So I would get with Robin after you're done talking and see what needs to be done.
Okay.
We all need to do a little bit better job of whenever we have new hires, we need to start notifying the fiscal office so we can prepare that paperwork in a timely manner. Because starting next week is payroll, so we're already going to be pretty busy as it is. So I would get with Robin before you leave tonight.
Yeah, the package, like, procedure would help.
There was one sent out right after I took office.
We do the best we can.
I know. So.
Okay. Now, with that, I had a reimbursement for national night out items that the fiscal department wanted the board's approval before reimbursement could be made.
Okay. So make a resolution that we reimburse said monies to Chief Smith for items for National Night Out.
Okay, and that will be 117-2021.
Did you have a figure on that?
I don't have a total number in front of me.
It was 4-something.
427 or something. Okay. For the fingerprint kits.
Yeah.
400.
It's like 4. I don't know what the total is.
So what I would like to do is to amend what I just mentioned, add to not to exceed $500.
Okay. I'd second that.
Okay, 1 second. Also would like to make it noted as a reminder, there is a policy that we passed in the meeting by the board regarding purchasing. We all need to make sure we're following that as well.
Correct. Which is, sir? Which is?
Just making sure that we have approval before making any purchases.
Right.
Approval from the board or approval?
Approval from either my, if like in a situation where a credit card needs to be used, just make sure the fiscal office or the administrator
is made aware.
Is made aware of the purchase that it can be approved. I'm just wanting to make that on the record.
Yeah.
Okay, so John moved.
What was the situation on these approvals?
Nick and I had a conversation.
Okay.
Which I assumed was the approval from fiscal.
Okay.
I was off, and we needed to get the items shipped before National Night Out.
Procured there, okay.
Yeah, so after a conversation with Robin, she said you can pay for it if you want and just submit a reimbursement.
Okay.
So.
Well, as long as, you know, everybody's aware. Now, we're trying to eliminate, you know, the personal thing there. And,
well, I was trying not to do that.
I think Chief Welch has one there, too. It's going to, okay. Mm-hmm. Trying to bring everything totally in line there, and I guess you're going to have a
little. I'm going to do roll call now whenever Ralph's ready.
Yeah.
Okay, it's resolution 117-2021.
Right.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari's excused. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see. That's all I had. I will see Robin about the new hire packet for the part-timer.
Yeah, because that person may need to come in and kind of
sit
down as a reminder.
Yeah, I was going to come in early Monday anyway, so.
Okay. Because that'll all have to be completed before he can start working and making any money.
They need a birth certificate, social security card, and a driver's license to bring with it.
Yeah.
Have you heard any feedback from anyone relative to the levy or
No, if you take it from what people tell you, the last one should have passed. So, yeah I don't know. The only thing I can tell the board at this point is if this one doesn't pass, we're probably at least going to immediately lose the part-timers and probably third shift, and we will put out a plan for further cuts.
Well, probably approximately 30 people that I've talked to, they definitely want it. I mean, that's about the amount of people that I have interviewed.
We need to send out a press, see if someone will come in and interview.
Yeah.
Coming up.
So. Okay. Is there anything else there, Chief?
No, sir. That was it.
Thank you. Okay. Now, your meeting up there, is at 2:30 tomorrow?
Yes, 2:30.
It's at the church. That parking lot.
Yeah. Chief Welch, how are you, Jim?
I'm doing well. I have really nothing. I'm just going to ramble for a minute. I'd like to thank the board for interviewing Lieutenant Arnold yesterday. And
we drilled him pretty hard.
Do what?
We drilled him pretty hard.
I heard you did. I really did. He'll make an outstanding replacement for my position.
Seemed like a real fine gentleman.
He is.
I just don't understand why we didn't hire him instead of you.
I know. You wouldn't have stayed longer. my plan of action is make sure it's okay with you guys. I'd like to bring him on 40 hours by September 14th.
Yeah. Now, when we passed the resolution, we did not take him to a captain status. We put him as an intern.
Interim chief.
So you have that ability to put him necessary into so that he's ready to take over.
I think he would rather go to a captain level if it's all right with the board.
But I mean, as long as, well, here's the thing, you know, with the union involved, and the reason that we said that, because if we make him a captain, then we got to come back and then vote again to be able to go to intern. He can do the captain duties or whatever however you're going to set it up. But as far as the board's considered, he's the next chief, he's the intern. So how you dictate where it flows, that's up to you.
I think what his
point... It's essentially, Jim, it's open to you all the way up to chief status.
Okay.
That's what John is trying to say. We did that for everybody's convenience is what we did.
Okay.
And it's up until your resignation time, and that's when he will. And we told him that, or at least I told him, we'd bring him in for a formal introduction to the meeting, and he could bring his family and things like that.
Okay, yeah, we can do it. You guys, actually, it doesn't involve me. Okay. Do a swearing in ceremony. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that at some point before you take off and go to Florida or wherever.
Okay.
So you can be a part of that too, the changing of the guards.
All right.
And so essentially, you're cleared all the way to the day that your retirement date is when he will take over as chief.
Okay. See, we had we'll take care of that. But that was my intentions, was to bring him in early on. I planned that last year, basically, to bring him in September for the last 4 months to sit with me, and was able to take care of my position. I could train through that time period. That's all I've got, really. We had a small fire today down on Plant Road. It was a garage fire right next to Mary's house. Everything was fine, just a garage fire.
No drastic changes on anything at all, then. Really, no. No new hires or anybody quit or nothing? Okay.
Not yet. We'll have to hire somebody to replace Bob in one company, which would be a firefighter one person, because he would move up and then we'd have a vacancy in September. So we're interviewing now to get that position taken care of.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anyone else have any questions for Jim before he quits? Okay. Thank you, sir.
I'll be here till January.
Okay, Jim Stevens, did we have any word on him?
Mr. Stevens is excused. We have some issues up in the money back area. He had to go up and take pictures with some issues, a couple different issues. One was people wanting to fill in the drains.
Someone else that has a bunch of equipment that's sitting on an empty lot. And when they leave, they're knocking over people's mailboxes with heavy equipment. So the time he goes up and takes care of that, and he's trying to work that with Peter. No, I forgot his name. With code enforcement.
The guy I texted you.
I forgot his name. But anyways, by the time he'd run home and then try to get back, he would have been missed most of the meeting.
Patrick.
I knew it was with a P.
Well, I know it's been.
And he had nothing for the meeting.
Yeah. And I do know it's been extremely busy for them, and with the heat and everything. They fought a battle this summer, and they've had some unexpected things like big trees falling and things like that, which is had to be moved, and so some of the things that were scheduled to do has been held up a little bit. So if there's anything you promised to do, it may be behind a little bit right now, because they had, I think, two major tree deals there, and they said the one was really a tough one. So I just thought I'd throw that out so everyone knows. Okay, thanks. Ari Alex, all for surgery tomorrow. I guess he's scheduled for colon surgery tomorrow. John, did you have anything?
Sir, the only thing I have, I'd like to make a motion that we allow the township when deemed, when we can, to exercise using Zoom for meetings, where when we get a new person in, the new girl, she would be able to just do the, open it up for anyone that would like to listen in on Zoom.
I wasn't clear. Open up to what?
We could open up the computer and do the Zoom.
Oh.
So people can listen.
Oh, okay.
So people want to listen from home, they can. People want to come, they can.
Okay.
It's, you know, we've already got the capability, so okay. I just make it an emotion.
Okay.
And all we would need is a second, yeah, and then vote on it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll second that.
Okay. All right, we got a roll call.
That's a once a month, $16 charge.
$16 a charge. We have two meetings a month. Rather, we had Zoom go on 10 times that month, it's still the same cost.
Okay. And we got a roll call here, Ralph.
Okay, yeah.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused.
What's that? Well, we don't have it. We didn't make it. Never mind. It was a motion.
Motion, yes.
Yeah. And Mr. Horn, you're.
Okay. Thanks, John. I don't have anything new at this time. Fiscal officer.
I've got a couple things here. First off, I want to go back to.
I think the ones that are here have met Nick now, I believe. Did you meet him, Bob? You met Nick, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, okay.
Yep. So just a couple things that I have. I want to start off with going back to resolutions that were passed in the August 12th meeting. Those were off by one number. So I would like to make a resolution, which would be 114-2021, to amend those resolutions. And the corrected resolution numbers are as follows. 107-2021 was for the obligations of Mark Potts on the purchase orders. Resolution 108-2021 was for Elijah Smith at Firefighter 1. Resolution 109-2021 was for supplemental appropriation number 7, and Resolution 110-2021 was for to search for a new township administrator. So,
okay. So moved.
Okay.
Second. That's resolutions 107 through 110, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And that would be the new resolution to amend that would be 114.
Okay.
-2021.
Okay. So second, going to call roll.
Yep. We got John moved and Ralph second. Yep. Roll call here, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you. The next thing I have on my agenda is a supplemental appropriation for, this is going to be for Lebanon Ford. This would be to finalize these, what the township owes. We had already done a supplemental appropriation for that for $8,000. That amount has increased to $31,000, so I have to do another supplemental appropriation. We're going to do that for $25,000. I know that makes a little bit more than $31,000, but just to kind of help cover any odds and ends stuff that may, you know, any kind of other charges that could come about. So we'd like to make a resolution for that's going to be 113-2021 for supplemental appropriation number 8 on the order of $25,000 for general fund for Lebanon Ford settlement. And that will, once this is done, Mark, if I'm correct, that closes everything out.
That's my understanding.
So moved.
Yep. So that was a $31,000 adjustment.
Total, yes. So we already have $8,000 set aside from the last, I think it was supplemental appropriation number 6, I think it was.
Okay.
But this is going to be an additional.
Okay, that is additional.
Yes, another $25,000. That way we have at least $31,000 in there to cover the settlement fund.
Okay. You.
I already moved.
Okay.
You seconded.
Okay, John moved. Ralph seconded. Okay, roll call here, Ralph.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I think that's all I have, at least for the time being.
Yeah, you and Robin are doing a good job on this, by the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Makes it easy to adjust everything.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome.
Mark, I just wanted to make one more statement. You're got a small crowd, but I do want to make mention that tonight is officially Mark's last meeting night with us. At the first Labor Day, I guess you might as well say, will be his last week with us. So we want to wish him well, and it's been nice working with you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
And good luck for your future.
Appreciate
didn't that. Really get to meet your family and everything, but you've got some big life changes, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. And you can carry on there if you like.
Well, I had just a couple or three things. One, I'd like to ask you to not bring it forward, the resolution to accept a 2-year contract for cleaning with Clean Turn.
Mm-hmm.
They sent over. There were some small changes that we're asking them to make based on information from our legal counsel. So we're just waiting on them to make those changes and send it over.
Okay, so that's being tabled then?
Yeah, that'll be tabled for right now.
Okay.
The other one.
Now, Mark, to interrupt you just a moment. Clean Turn, we had a 1-year contract with them, didn't we? Was it year to year?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're changing it to 2 years.
Yes, they did increase the amount for the contract.
Okay.
So to get them to not increase it after another year,
okay,
I asked them to lock it into a 2-year contract.
Okay.
So that's it's a small increase.
Well, there wasn't a significant increase or nothing, was it?
It was. Yeah, excuse me, I can look it up and make sure.
Well, that's all right. It wasn't
significant, but it wasn't a small increase either. It was a little.
Well, I think they've done a pretty good job at it, and we've had them for 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, they were here 4 years.
Four, maybe.
4 years.
But it's just I wanted to clean up some of the language in the contract.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And really, Robin has kind of kept in touch with that somewhat, and she kind of knows the people, and I don't think there's been any complaints or anything that I could, so I would be.
They're good people.
Yeah, so we're just going to table that for a moment, two or four adjustments on the contract.
Yeah, okay. And I'm gonna, as soon as those come back, hopefully we'll still be here, and I'll forward them over to you guys and to Nick. Next one is a motion to accept the settlement agreement with Lebanon Ford, and to have the chairman sign the agreement. A simple motion is all that's needed, according to legal counsel.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right. Roll call, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
And here is one of the copies, if you'd like to, Mr. Chairman, sign there. And I will fax that over to the law firm.
Okay, thanks.
And then the last thing I have is when the pandemic started, we were having to do virtual meetings, Zoom meetings. So at the time, we weren't coming in and to get, you had to use a credit card, so I used my personal credit card to do it. And then we went through that period where it was suggested by the Auditor of State's office that we do not use credit cards for anything. So I just kept on doing it with my credit card. So I think it's for 16 or 17 months, and it was $16.11, which comes out to $273.87. And I had a discussion, I know Vice Chair Fleshman asked today to keep doing that. I was just going to shut down the one I've got and then allow the township to create a new one with a new email address and everything on it. So so upon, you know, asking for this reimbursement for what I paid, and I presented to the board and to the fiscal office the receipts. So that's what I'm just asking for, is be reimbursed for that.
So I will make a resolution to reimburse Administrator Mark Potts not to exceed $273.87.
Correct.
If I could have a second?
A second.
Okay, and that'll be resolution 118-2021. We'll get a roll call here. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And Ari's excused. Thank you.
That's all I have. I want to thank everyone for all the friendships and experience I've had during my 2 years and 3 months, I believe.
Wow.
And I appreciate the fact that the township and its residents and leadership have allowed me to work here during that time.
Thank you.
I appreciate that very much. I've made some good lasting friends. Some of them are here tonight, and a lot of them are here. And have really good people working here at the township and really good people living here in the township, and I appreciate
having
a chance to do that.
It appears to me, from what I've seen, the first three or four, what we had since we come back, three or four open meetings, four maybe, it appears to me that people kind of got used to those Zoom meetings.
Sit at home, eat, have your popcorn, and listen.
Because we usually had, for the Zoom meetings, there were around 14 to 20 people that would log in. Now, about half of those people were township employees, but that was usually 7 or 8 or 9, 10 people.
It seemed to be that people kind of got used to how to use that call-in system, that more and more are calling in. And I know right now, the broadband people, the Cheneys especially, you know, they've got sickness in their home and they're trying to take care of their mother, which they can't get out much, things like that. And they really wanted to try to have us do the Zoom thing. So they like to do the meetings, but they can't get away now.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to thank Administrator Potts for his due diligence in working with the township. Yep. It hasn't always been easy. There's been challenges, especially with us going through a pandemic. You've been able to lead us to be able to do the meetings correctly and working with public health and making sure that we have a safe work environment for employees as well as our staff as well as the residents of Franklin Township. So I do thank you for your above and beyond work that you've done here. So with that being said, I'd like to make a resolution. And I don't know what the next resolution is.
It'd be 119-2021.
Thanking Mr. Potts on a job well done and all that he has sacrificed in all of his achievements that have came from the hard efforts that you've done. The people of the township really owe you a gratitude of thank you and a gratitude of thank you for being able to get the grants that you've been able to get and the work that you've been able to accomplish coming in as our first administrator ever. So with that, I thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mutually, Mark.
And then I think we will need a second on that.
I got a second.
Okay. Roll call, Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
And Ari's excused.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, did you have any questions? We'll have a lot of people here tonight, so is there any questions you have?
Has anybody heard from Mr. Blevins? Did
he
make it?
I have. I
might check with
Robin can give you all the information on him. I texted him the other day, and he said he was getting along pretty well.
Yeah,
Robin can fill you in currently. I think he may have to have another surgery, I believe, is what you told me.
Yeah,
so.
I was just wondering with the COVID and his...
Yeah, he said he was doing pretty well.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen him, Bob, no. Yeah.
Are we talking about medical okay. in a public meeting?
Did you have an update on him, Robin?
I prefer to not talk about medical stuff in a public meeting, sir.
We didn't mention
just
anything.
Question well-being.
That's fine. As long as he doesn't
get
into what's going on with him, that's
okay.
That's no problem. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Bob?
I don't think so.
Jim, welcome.
Good.
I see you're going to be on the ballot there.
Yes, sir.
Good luck in your travels around there. I think everybody here knows Jim. And don't know anything bad about him. Don't know anything good about him.
Yeah,
No,
I would like to thank Mark Potts for the time he's been here. He's, him and I have got to know each other, and I've called him and asked him questions.
Well,
and, he's always been
there. I have to say this for some adverse conditions, honestly, Jim, Potts and I have got really to know each other pretty bad or pretty good, and we've actually been a little rough on him. He's got a lot more gray hair than he had 2 years ago, so. But he's withstood it pretty good, I think. So I just hope wish
he
the best.
He will be missed. He will be missed by the community.
Yeah, he will be.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Anything else?
Nope.
Well, nothing else. I suggest that we adjourn then. Thank you.
You missed it by 3 minutes, the record.
Get up.
Yes. I can't.